You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Hello, it's Jordan here from Simo and Jordan. I play the role of Jordan. I've said Jordan a lot, haven't I? Simo is too busy to come and get coffee this morning after the show, so he sent me to go grab him a takeaway one. Is he too busy though? I'm not sure. I think this might just be his cunning way to make me pay for it. We had a lot of fun with electricity on the show this morning. I bought a lie detector online, which if you tell a lie, it will give you an electric shock. It was very cheap, which made me worry that because it was so cheap, it was just going to break and give you an actual proper electric shock, and that we'd both be killed. But fortunately, that didn't happen. Well, unfortunately, depending on whether you like us or not.
Wakey wakey up and Adam cha-ching. 4 days out of five happening right now. It's 6:05, Simo and Jordan for your Thursday.
And Simo, we got a big Thursday show ahead of us. We strapped each other to a little bit of a lie detector as well to see if one of us was telling a lie. One, if you told the truth, a little green bell would pop up. If you tell a lie, you'd be shocked with electricity.
Yes, I mean, have you ever partaken in a lie detector test before?
No, that was the first time, have you?
Never been under oath?
Never.
Never had to face up to court and swear in front of, you know, many people to tell the truth?
I've never been on Judge Judy. What are you trying to get at?
Neither have I. So this will be interesting. How honest do you think we are with each other?
Well, we shall find out soon. Also on the way, it is Thursday, so every single Thursday we do Throwback Track Thursday. We'll reveal which tracks I've picked and which tracks Simo's picked.
Yes. Looking forward to that one. Shawn Mendes, In My Blood this morning. Snow FM breakfast. It's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. Simo and Jordan with you. 12 minutes past six and In My Blood, Shawn Mendes.
Simo and Jordan get shocked by electricity. That is coming up very, very soon. But
happy
before
days.
That, Simo, every single Thursday we do Throwback Track Thursday where you pick a song and I pick a song from our school days to play.
Yes.
Considering it is Throwback Thursday.
Those long hallways, those sandwiches that you never ate and the angsty hallways that you had to walk down.
Exactly, yes.
Well, the song that I have picked is sensational. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. Bare Naked Ladies, 1 week.
Simo, do you like Bare Naked Ladies?
Chicken the China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain starts ticking.
You didn't answer the question, you just started singing lyrics. Simo, do you like Bare Naked Ladies?
I mean, all of the ones that aren't my mother or my grandmother or my oma.
What about the band Bare Naked Ladies? That's what I was asking.
They're real decent. Who have you got?
I've gone for Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. It's the song from Shrek.
We've gone premium this morning.
I know. So you'll be able to head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. There's a little poll there. Vote for whichever one you think we should play. Hey, and while you're there, why don't you check out the video that we posted of us stacking Monster Energy cans in front of our boss's office. She was not happy.
Pray for you. Simo and Jordan, Snow FM breakfast, just hanging out.
Hey, Simo, have you ever told a lie to me by chance?
Highly probable.
Probable? Well,
yeah.
Today I thought we'd find out. I've done a little bit of online shopping. You know it's a little thing that I do.
Yes, we're familiar with your online shopping.
I came across this little device here.
What is that?
This is a lie detector. What you do is it's about the size of like a hamburger bun would be the best way of describing it. You put your hand on it. If you tell the truth, a little green light pops up. And Simo, if you tell a lie, you'll be shocked with electricity.
Oh, what?
So I've got three questions here for you.
Yeah.
Yes or no, and then you can ask me three questions.
Dude,
Simo?
Is it going to zap me anyway?
Well, I mean, if you tell a lie, I will.
No, I'll, like, 100% tell the truth.
So you put your hand on there if you tell the truth.
How much of a shock is it? This is just something you bought online. Is it going to, like...
Yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. I haven't used it yet. So, anyway, I'll test it on you, and I could be looking for a new co-host.
Yeah, please don't. All right. If this kills me, I will not be pleased.
Well, you'll be dead, so it doesn't matter.
Go ahead. Yeah. Snow FM breakfast, Simo, Anne and Jordan this morning.
And Simo is not happy. I've been online and bought a lie detector.
Yeah.
Going to strap Simo to it in a moment. If Simo tells the truth, a green light will pop up. If he tells a lie, he'll get zapped with electricity. So I'm going to wander around to his side of the desk now to set it up.
Simo, the fact that
feeling?
I don't know, you've added further electricity to this studio, so hopefully it doesn't short out the building. Oh, it's got a nice beep on it. Yeah.
All right, you have to put your hand in there.
Yep.
And then strap it in.
Okay. Oh man.
So it's got two settings. It's got vibrate or electricity. Which one do you prefer?
Vibrate.
Or going electricity.
Please no.
All right, so press this button over on this side when I say so.
Okay,
so
why?
I'm press it now, and now it's just
the
reading
hell?
Your hand.
Dude, no, like I'm...
So there's flashing
What
lights.
Do you mean it's reading my hand? It's stuck to the
All
desk.
All right, so I've just set Simo up. His hand is strapped in. It's now just flashing, and Simo just reads... It just gets terms with your hand. There
okay.
you go, it's got it now.
Dude, I'm stressed about
so,
this.
So, Simo, I will read you the question.
Okay.
Before you say the answer, press that other little button there that I pointed to.
Okay.
And then give your answer, and it will determine whether you're lying or not.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So I got three questions. Are they yes or no questions?
Okay.
All right, first one. You ready to press the button?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever lied to your boss to get a day off?
Yeah. I have.
Well, we'll find out if it's telling the truth
or
not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. It was Bo, one of my first job when I was, like, working at a Chinese restaurant.
There
Thank
you,
you.
Go. Green light popped up.
Alrighty.
Green light, but there you go. So you're telling the truth that
okay.
time.
Yep.
Round two, Simo.
Yep.
Have you ever dropped food on the floor and then picked it up and eaten it?
Oh, 100%. Yes, I have. When do I do it? Do I just say, do I press it and then say yes? Absolutely. I reckon hot chips, like on an average of at least once a week. So I do it all the time. Please don't electrocute me. Thank you. Yes.
Two truths in a row. This is worrying now. I hope it's going to zap you. Okay, third time lucky.
Yeah.
Simo, yes or no? Have you ever dressed up like a girl?
Yes.
Hang on, yes?
Yes. When I was little, my cousin Samantha and Nicole used to like put me in like little orange like dresses and stuff. I was very young, had no idea what was going on. But yes, 100%.
If this doesn't sound to you, I'll be very...
Yes!
Oh, no, you survived! Oh, no! How
yes.
has this happened?
So good.
Three questions. And now I have to... There you go, you can unstrap
Thank you.
Yourself.
Oh!
I'm so not happy. No idea.
Ah, dear. Brilliant.
Simo didn't get zapped. How did that happen?
That's because I told the truth. That's
I'm
all
not
it
happy.
Takes. I am so pleased.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to... Simo and Jordan with you this morning, and we are currently mucking around with a lie detector.
Yes, I asked Simo three questions just before, and he passed all three of them very annoyingly, and
so
now
good.
I'm strapped into it.
Yes.
If I tell the truth, a little green light will pop up, and that's the truth. If I tell a lie, I will be zapped with electricity.
Alrighty.
Not looking forward to this.
All right, okay, we'll start off with a nice softball.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever urinated in a swimming pool?
Oh, yes, I think everyone's done that, haven't they?
I assume so, but we'll...
Oh, yes. Oh, I don't like the Jaws music as well.
dear. Surely it's going to be a ding.
Ah, thank God.
Yeah, so you're all good. All right, I want to find out if you're actually a liar, because it's a well-known fact that both of us, something that we have in common, mm-hmm. is that we both hate pineapple.
Okay.
So do you, in fact... hate pineapple.
Yes, I do hate pineapple.
If this is a lie, Jordan, I'm going to be upset with you.
Oh, two down, one to go.
You and I still have common ground. Mm-hmm. And the final question, which has been bugging me for a while, are you afraid to let me call your mother?
Yes.
Why are you afraid of like letting me call your mum?
I don't trust you.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't trust you. I don't know what you're going to get up to.
That's brilliant. None of us got zapped. We're all very... You and I are very truthful. We're very open with one another, about our distrust.
It's amazing how truthful you can be when the response of your lie is electricity zapping through you.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. I want to test out what it's like to get zapped by electricity.
Okay.
So I'll do one more and I will tell a lie.
Right.
So give me one more question.
Jordan, are you adopted?
Yes.
It's all good if you are.
This will be news to me if I am. I told a lie there. So, okay, go another one.
No, that means I have to call your mother.
No, but she's not my mother because I'm adopted, so it's fine.
Yeah, right.
So you have to, Simo, please call my real mother. I don't know who it is because I'm adopted. Go, come on, we got to break there. We got to go. I want to be shocked by electricity. I didn't think I'd say that. One more.
Do you find, I don't know, do you find turtles sexually attractive?
Well, I have to lie and say no.
You just said no, you don't find them sexually attractive?
That was the joke, Simo. Okay, yes, I do.
Oh, dear.
Ah, you mother...
dear. Well...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Khaled, bit of talk this morning, 9 minutes to seven. Simo and Jordan with you. Snowithem Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen. And this morning, Throwback Track Thursday.
Yes, Simo, you've picked a song. I've picked a song. They've been up all morning on the Snowithem Facebook page to vote on. Simo, your song was...
Well, first and foremost, how old were you in 1999?
I was three.
You were three?
Yes.
And you're so into it. Three-year-old little Jordan going off his nut.
Yeah. So this was the song I picked. It is, of course, the song from Shrek.
Yeah, exactly.
That's All-Star Smash Mouth.
Much more in your childhood wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's where I knew it from.
I'm a little bit older. I'm an old man in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
This one is at breakneck pace. Like the verses on this one. Oh, tight. It's been 1 year since you looked at me. Voting for all of these ones, well, either or, on the Facebook page has been happening this morning. Bare Naked Ladies versus Smash Mouth, and I have been smashed.
Oh, have you?
I've been smashed by Smash Mouth.
So, Simo, what were the results? So, Bare Naked Ladies got...
36% of the vote.
Ooh, that means, just doing my maths correct, All-Star Smash Mouth got 64% of the vote. Somebody wants
Sam Feld, Ronnie involved as well. That was Post Malone. He's getting songs named after him. Now it is 9 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock on Snow FM Breakfast.
And Simo, it's this time every single day where we have a chat to your Omar for Omar Idol. She's on the line. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you, Omar. Hey, Omar, I wanted to ask you, one of my favourite TV shows returned last night. I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Are you a fan of The Bachelor?
Oh, no. Omar is not a fan of Bachelor. He's not a show. A man is so many dates with so many pretty smart, clever girls. Why he be so lucky and my Simon have no one?
Yeah, well, she's always been a very much a traditionalist, Omar, so she doesn't like the social media hookups or anything like that.
No Tinder,
yes.
No Grindr, nothing, no Bachelor. Anything that ends with her, I'm not interested.
What about the dating app Coffee Meets Bagel?
Oh, that's okay then. That's okay.
Hey, I'm surprised. I thought you would have liked Osher Gunsberg.
No, he will always be a special boy in my heart from early 2000s and not The Bachelor.
All right, well, shall we get into it? Do you have the lyrics? Did Simo send them through?
Oh, yes. If okay, Opa is going to do the first bit and then I'm going to come in.
Alrighty, it is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Score yourself a voucher for a feed. 64572977 if you recognise these lyrics. Take it away, Omar.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Throw him back till I lose count. I'm going to swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier.
Well done, Omar.
Fantastic, Omar.
I set her an absolute challenge, so she's brought in Oppa as well.
A plus.
Good to hear from you, Oppa.
Oh, you two boys, we love you so much.
We love you, boys.
Bebe Rexha, Last Hurrah, and we're in the midst of Omar Idol on Snow FM Breakfast, and Bebe's probably appropriate considering that she got angry at an audience, a live audience she was performing in front of, singing that one, and she tried to get the audience to sing the lyrics back to her,
yeah.
And they didn't know them. And she just went off and nutted her own audience.
Really?
Yep, got super angry with the bit of blue language. Good old BB Rex.
Not an expert at singing, as you know, Simo, but I'm pretty sure yelling at people who have paid to come and see you sing
yeah.
probably isn't a good thing.
Works for Oma. Oma Idol, we're in the midst of it at the moment. So call 645-72-977. If you're familiar with the lyrics that she sang, it included 1, 2, 3, drink, 1, 2, 3, drink.
Which is something Simo does every single Saturday
throw
night.
Throw them back, do I lose count?
I think I know. Is it an Australian artist by chance?
It is an Australian artist. There's lots of that happening as well in Jindy. Obviously, like the Wednesday evening, plenty of party people out and about.
Oh, did you go out, Simo?
No, but you did, didn't you?
No.
I know. I was going to say.
I was tucked up in bed.
Normally, I can tell.
Oh, really? So what are you trying to say? Am I hungover today? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, you're fine. It was, of course, this morning, Oma Idol, thanks to Mountain at Munchies. No takers, but it will jackpot tomorrow. What we were dealing with was Chandelier, but a Sia.
Because Omar hit that really high note, I reckon everyone's just windows just cracked and therefore they've been too busy replacing them to give us a call.
So that's another show all done and dusted. Got Mishead Lyrics on the show tomorrow. It's always a lot of fun. I'll see you there.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.